Hi, this is Kevin Cook. Thank you for coming back to Heavy Construction Equipment Podcast. In this episode, we're going to talk about five ways to acquire a strong construction team. And again, this episode has been sponsored by B&R Clinic. Are you looking for good, used, quality equipment? Then come to our website at www.brequipmentco.com or call us at 817-379-1340. All right, here we go on to the podcast. The success of any organization is highly dependent on the kind of sync the team member has amongst each other. If the members of the team are cordial and understand each other well, then they make the abundance of lively and full of energy. This quality is required in every important industry, and especially in the companies that are aggressive and are looking at every opportunity to grow. If the team performs well, it shows in the progress of the matrix of the company. The company should also make it a point to reward such teams by giving them gift cards or taking the entire team for a party or on an outing, all expense of the company. Now, this is definitely boosts the morale of your team, and they have more reasons to perform splendidly than they were before. Again, it gives them reimbursement to go out and do another good job. A strong team can define the future of a company and plays an important role to achieve the goals set by the company. A construction company has to grow through a number of challenges that it gets from the outside. All it needs in such a situation is some support from its team so that they can face the challenges as a team and can get it over with a minimum effort. However, a strong team is not formed overnight. There are a lot of efforts taken by the management of the construction company and, to a larger extent, by the owner himself to ensure that he or she has a strong team that they can rely on during difficult times. Number one, leadership quality. A strong team is formed when you have a strong leader at the center and the team respects him or her and follows his commands out of relevance and not out of fear. The boss should not act like a grumpy old man who can get angry on any silly thing. People usually do not like men or women who lose their cool in no time. One important characteristic of a leader is he or she will give more of his or her time to listen to people and speak less when he or she speaks and he or she makes sense and talks to get rid of the core issue. Next, have faith in your team. If you want to have a strong team, then you should first learn to have the complete faith of your team. You should have their confidence that the team has capability to pursue and complete assignments given to them. This is the faith of yours will help them do better in their work. Next, problem solver. If you are the person who can solve problems in your team, the chances are more that the team will develop strong with every passing day. They may have a few hiccups during the course of their project, and it becomes your responsibility to ensure that those hurdles are put away. Next, offer more support to weak members. If we offer our opinion that a weak member in a team can bring down the overall performance of the team, therefore, he or she should be chucked out. However, that is the wrong practice and will never lead to a strong team. One should offer more support to the weak member and try to bring him or her up to par. And next, monetary incentive. Giving money incentives can improve overall performance of your team. They will work harder to meet their targets and ensure that they sit for extra hours to earn that incentive. And again, there's plenty of other possibilities to create a strong team, but you know, communication is also key too. If you got any questions, give us a jingle, 817-379-1340. Thank you and God bless.